You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. I'm Sandy, your host. Yesterday, we spoke about the Keepers. They're the lifeblood of any brand. They are unwavering supporters of your products, services, and you for that matter. They show loyalty, enthusiasm, and even when you disappoint them, they still weather the storm with you. Today's podcast episode, titled Life Happens, Now What? Controlling the multiple aspects that make up life is just not scientifically possible. Consider all the mysteries of the world that are yet to be answered. Two mysteries immediately come to mind, like the Bermuda Triangle. This area in the western part of the North Atlantic Ocean is known for mysterious disappearances of ships and aircrafts. Despite numerous theories, scientists have yet to provide a definitive explanation for these occurrences. And how about the Nazca Lines, located in the Nazca Desert in southern Peru? These ancient geoglyphs, they're massive designs created on the ground by removing rocks and soil. The purpose and method of these creations remain a mystery even today. People can be even more unpredictable than nature at times. Since none of us live in a self-contained bubble where no interactions with the rest of the world is needed, it behooves us to be more practical about staying on the positive side of life. Today's podcast episode is about taking those proactive steps to recenter or anchor ourselves when life happens. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed when life throws unexpected challenges our way, from sudden job loss to family issues. Life can be unpredictable and sometimes stressful. However, it's important to remember that even in the midst of difficult circumstances, there are practical steps we can take to not only survive, but thrive. By taking small proactive measures, we can navigate through life's twists and turns with resilience, grace, and strength. A practical step to thriving in the face of adversity is to focus on taking one step at a time. What are you realistically able to do right now? Will you need outside help? Think proactively on how you can make the situation better. What does making the situation better even look like? By setting clear priorities and creating a plan of action, you can stay organized and motivated even when life feels chaotic. Also, pay attention to your thoughts, your emotions, and your physical sensations. Take a minute or an hour to understand your situation and life right now. What I've seen is that often we are so attached to the way things have always been that we fail to see the potential for change and growth with what's happening right now. By taking a step back and truly evaluating our current circumstances, we can gain a new perspective and identify areas where we may need to make adjustments or improvements. It's natural to fall into what I call the Eeyore complex. Woe is me. Sometimes it can feel like nothing is turning out right, or at the very least, it's not what you expected. When you start feeling this way, it's important to be open-minded and willing to embrace change in order to continue evolving and moving forward in life. Don't let fear or complacency hold you back from reaching your full potential. Take the time to reflect, assess, and make necessary changes for a brighter future. Address negative thinking patterns. Cultivate a positive mindset. Challenge self-limiting beliefs. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and constructive self-talk. By reframing your perspective and focusing on the opportunities for growth and learning in every situation, you can cultivate a resilient attitude and bounce back from setbacks with grace and determination. Refocus away from feeling overwhelmed and upset to counting your blessings. Focus on the things in your life that bring you joy, meaning, and fulfillment. Gratitude can really shift your perspective from what's lacking right now to what's abundant. It really helps cultivate a sense of appreciation and optimism even during challenging times. Additionally, sometimes you have to set boundaries and learn to say no when necessary. Protect your time and energy and resources by establishing clear boundaries with others and prioritizing your own needs and goals. By setting healthy boundaries, you can avoid burnout and maintain a sense of balance and well-being in your life. That's a lesson that I've learned very, very well. And let me tell you, it makes a big difference in your overall life. Of course, prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being by getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, and taking time for relaxation and rejuvenation is key. Self-care is essential for maintaining a sense of balance and resilience during challenging times. Your support system, whether it's one steadfast, loyal friend or dozens, can be a source of encouragement, empathy, and practical assistance and guidance. You know who cares about your comfort and will provide reassurance during difficult times to you. Lastly, always remember to celebrate your small victories, no matter how small they might be. Acknowledge your progress and accomplishments and growth, and take pride in overcoming obstacles and challenges. By celebrating your successes, you can boost your self-confidence and motivation and build a foundation of resilience and perseverance for the future. Thriving when life happens is absolutely possible by incorporating these strategies into your daily life. You can navigate through life's challenges with resilience, strength, and grace, and emerge from difficult times with renewed purpose and resilience, a winner. Remember, it's not about avoiding the challenges, but about facing them with a plan, which will in turn gift you with courage and resilience when you act and leverage the situation as an opportunity for growth and transformation. A couple of podcast episodes that can help you navigate the unexpected in life is podcast number one, Hanging with Einstein, Crushing Challenges the Einstein Way. Podcast number seven, Letting Go. Podcast number eight, Resilience. Podcast number 22, Self-Love. Podcast number 37, Moving Through Obstacles. Podcast number 44, Failing the Right Way. Podcast 45, Making Bad Days Better. And finally, podcast number 72, Conquering Challenges. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review. Follow and subscribe on my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 108 podcast episodes and counting on my blog, dothisfirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note and will provide updates on coaching, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see a champion in you.